Last 2 weeks we were speaking about a tree that overhangs your property. The first week we spoke about what happens if it overhangs your property and goes next door. Last week we spoke about a tree that overhangs your property and goes into the sidewalk or the street. So halacha in both cases was ala nisik laharchik as atzmo. You're allowed to plant a tree even though later on it's going to result in possible damage to your next door neighbor. We'll talk about that first. However, we did learn if it's disturbing the neighbor, at the point of time when it disturbs the neighbor with sap or leaves or breaking his well, that neighbor has the right to chop off the roots that are hurting the well or stopping his plowing, or cut off the branches that are preventing him from building a sukkah or that are dropping leaves or sap over his property at his own expense. Right, that was the first week. The same thing is if the branches start disturbing the people walking on the sidewalks or the cars driving by, they certainly have the right to chop off the offending branches. And we learned last week that it could be, depending how you understand the Maisa with Rav Yana, it could be that the owner has a responsibility when he's dealing with public. He's dealing with Hezek Derabim. It could be in that case the owner has a responsibility to take the expense on himself to cut off the branches that are disturbing the public. We thought that it wasn't such a raya from Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai, the way the Meiri understood Rav Yanai, it really was a special din in a Talmud Chacham who owns a tree that has branches through which the Rabim could stumble and hurt themselves. So there is a special din for a Talmud Chacham to cut down those branches and not leave it up to the public to cut them down. But either way, the halacha is basically the same, that you're allowed to plant a tree. At that time there's no hezek, and we don't care what the future is going to bring. If in the future it causes some damage, so if it's a private individual, so for sure you don't have to accept any expense yourself. It's up to the neighbor to cut away the problem at his own expense. That's the way the Chachamim were misaking how the neighbor should act among themselves. And if it's regarding the public, so there could be that there's a Lefnimish or a Sedin that the Talmud Chacham should take off the branch, or it could be even, since it's a public nuisance, it could be the owner does have responsibility, depending how you understand Rav Yanai. So tonight, this was when I first was talking about in this case, Shechenim, halachos of neighbors. The first thing someone asked me is, what happens if someone has a tree hanging over the yard and there's fruits on it? Who owns the fruits? So that's a worthwhile topic to talk about. At this point, once we've learned these halachas of trees overhanging, well, tonight we'll discuss what happens with the fruits that are growing over there. If my neighbor has a tree hanging over my yard and there are apples growing on that tree, who owns the apples? Does my neighbor own the apples, or do I own the apples? And the same thing is if you walk down Shelwood Road and you see a pear tree hanging over the street. So those pears that are hanging over the sidewalk, over the street, which is public property, who owns them?
Before they fall and after they fall.
Before they fall and after they fall. This is a shaila asked by the Chalkas Yaakov and by Rav Moshe. It's not the favorish. Really, Rav Moshe and Chalkas Yaakov are the first to talk about it clearly as a shaila, as a shaila lemaisa. So we'll take it step by step. So we have Gemara Bamitzia. I just put down in the middle of it Itmar, and we're going to learn it like Tosfos. The way Rashi learns it, a completely different way. If you look in the article, it's not going to be this translation that I have here. I'm doing it Aliba de Tosfos because that's where the poskim talk about this issue. Ilan ha'amid al ha'meitzar. If there was a tree standing on a boundary. In those days, they used to have a physical boundary between the 2 yards. There'd be like a built-up area of dirt between the 2 yards. That was the meitzar. There was a meitzar, there was a real boundary on which a tree was growing. So the tree was on jointly owned land. And the assumption is the roots spread out evenly, some to one side of the one field and some to the other field. Right, that's the assumption that we are dealing with, the way Tosfos understands it. So the question is, the branches also are going over both yards. So the question is, who owns the fruits of this tree? Similar to what we're talking about tonight. Amar Rav said, Hanota lekan lekan. The branches that are facing Reuven's yard belong to Reuven, and he could take all the fruits that are growing on those. Hanota lekan lekan. And the branches that are bent over to Shimon's yard belong to Shimon, and Shimon could take those fruits. Shmuel Amar, but Shmuel says Cholkin. Since the roots are evenly getting nourishment from both fields, so the halacha is they should evenly divide the fruits that are produced by this tree. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Once again, if we're talking where the roots are evenly spread on both sides, so in that case, according to Rav, it depends where the whose airspace the fruits are on. The fruits over Reuven's airspace belong to Reuven, and the fruits in Shimon's airspace belong to Shimon. Shmuel says you divide both of them equally. Now, if you turn to the other side, there's a Tosfos over here, because that's not what we're talking about, right? Our case is not this case of the Gemara. Tosfos seems to talk about our case, and that is Tosfos says, you know, tua kulo b'reshus echad. Suppose this is the case we're talking about. Suppose the Gemara's case, the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, is where the tree's planted on the border, and both people jointly own the tree. Both people have equal rights to that tree. But suppose the tree is planted completely in one person's yard, not on the border. It's planted completely in Reuven's yard. And the branches hang over to Shimon's yard. About this, Rav Yochanan said, what we learned the first shiur 2 weeks ago, maybe v'kare, those fruits belong to Reuven, and not only do they belong to him, he could take them to Yerushalayim as Bikurim and read the parsha that this is considered his adama, shamanazkein hinchel Yehoshua es haaretz, because this is the stipulation Yehoshua made when he gave out the portions in Eretz Yisrael, that that all the branches of a tree belong to the place where they grew. And Rav and Shmuel both agree about that in our sugya. Now, to me, reading that Tosfos, it seems to me that we're talking in a case where the tree is growing in Reuven's yard, and he seems to be saying that all the roots are in Reuven's yard, but what's happening is the tree bends out over to Shimon's yard, so in that case Reuven owns all of the fruits, right? Close to our Shiloh, because in our Shiloh the assumption is that some of the roots might be going to Shimon's yard, right? So it doesn't quite answer our Shiloh, but then Mukhe Yosef says like this, he's going on the same Gemara, and he says on that over right over there, he says, the tree is standing in one of the person's yards, kulo shalo, he gets all the fruits. Afal pi shesharoshav mispashin b'sada chaveiro, even though the roots are spreading over to his friend's field. Ukanamina b'lo yachmar, like we learned in that Gemara Shamanaskin Hinuch Yeshua es ha'aretz. So the Nemuka Yosef is clearly saying that if you have a tree planted in Reuven's yard, the tree is growing out of Reuven's yard. Reuven owns all the fruits on the tree, even though the branches extend over Shimon's yard. And that's true, even though some of the roots, some of the Reuven's roots are going into Shimon's yard. But that's the way the Ruka Yosef says the halacha. Tosfos seems to be arguing, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins in Kuf Nun Hei Chav Tes, it's also repeated in Kuf Samak Zayin, Ilan Homed Al Meitzer, if the tree standing on the border, the Gemara's case, even though there's more trees and branches in one of the yards, so they both divide the payers equally, because we pass them like Shmuel in Dinim, and Shmuel says that you divide them equally. The Ramah there adds in Kuf Samach Zayin, if it's standing in one field, and the branches are bent over to the other field, we go after where the trunk is, and he keeps the fruits. Now, to me also, the Ramah is a little bit ambiguous, because the Ramah might be talking where the roots also are where the trunk is. However, the Nesivus says, like the Nemuka Yosef, and his Lashon is that the only time you divide the fruits if it's standing on the joint border, but if he says, Avos Samach Lemeitzer, if the tree's next to the border, it's in Reuven's yard, even though all the roots are going It's a Shimon's yard. Harehu shalo levado. He owns it himself. When it's standing on the border, that's when we care about the roots. But if it's in one person's yard, then he gets all the fruits of that tree. That's the way the Nesiva says it. So even though I think it looks like it's a machlokas, the Chalkas Yaakov says everyone agrees with the Nemuk Yosef and the Nesivas. If you read the Tosus properly, he says Tosus has to agree with that, Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah have to agree with that, and he disagrees with the person that wrote him a tshuva. And he holds halacha lemaisa that if the tree is planted in Reuven, if the tree is growing from Reuven's yard, even though some of the roots might be going to Shimon's yard, even though the branches are hanging over Shimon's yard, Reuven owns all the fruits of that tree. That's the way he paskins. To me, it's not so muchach. It doesn't seem so satisfying because maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe Tosus said that Shekhanach and Yelach, all the branches belong to the Baal HaShirashim. All the branches belong to where the roots are. Right? So how can you just ignore that? However, Ramosha has a different raya, that the person who has the tree in his yard should get all the fruits. And let's look again at the Gemara in Baba Vasa. We saw the first week, this Hakana of Yeshua. Ki also Rabin Omer of Yochanan, Gemara in Baba Vasa, Chavzayin of the days. Echad Ilan Hasamach LeMeitzar. Right, he says two cases, Ramosha points out. One case is a tree that is next to the border. The Echad Ilan Hanota. And the other case, he says, or a tree that's bending over the other person's yard. Right. So the first case, it's clearly a tree planted in my yard, and the branches are totally in my yard. The branches are in my yard, and the only problem is the roots are going into the next door neighbor. So that's one case where Yeshua said, I'm allowed to be mevi v'korei. I could take those fruits and read the Parsha Bikurim, even though my roots are getting nourishment from next door. That's okay, because Shamanaskin Hincho Yeshua L'Yisrael Sa'aretz, that's the way that Yeshua gave over the land to Eretz Yisrael, to the people. And the second case is where my tree is in my yard, but the branches are hanging over the next property. But those are the two cases that the Gemara is saying, I own the fruits so much so that I could bring them as Bikurim. So Ramosha says, what is the criterion in understanding who owns the fruits? From the first halacha, where the tree's in my yard and the roots are going next door, so it seems that we care where the fruits are. Right? That case is the fruits are all in my yard. We don't care that the roots are going next door. I'm not saying Hincho Yeshua L'Yisrael Sa'aretz, Yeshua gave us the land, that we don't care that my roots are going next door and encroaching on that person's minerals in his yard. We care where the fruits are. The fruits are in my yard, so I keep them. That's where the branches are, that's where the fruits are. But then we have this other halacha that says, if the tree is tilting over the other person's yard, so then, what would I say? We just finish saying for the first halacha, we care where the fruits are. If the fruits are in my yard, I keep them. But now we're saying if the fruits are in my neighbor's yard, I can also keep them. Why is that? Probably because the roots are in my yard. But we just said we don't go by the roots. Right? That's what's bothering Rav Moshe. How can you have both of these halachas here? Right? There's two parts of a tree that give nourishment. The roots give nourishment through the minerals from the ground. The branches give nourishment from the photosynthesis from the leaves over this person's property. Right, there's two things to get nourishment. So what part defines who owns the fruits? From the first halacha of the tree is planted in my yard and the branches are in my yard, it seems that we go by the branches. Even though the roots are sneaking out to the next door, we don't care about that. We care where the branches are. The second halacha says, if the branches are going next door, I own the fruits because if the tree is rooted in my yard, it seems that we're going by the roots. So where do we go by? So Ramosha says, you see from this, so we go by neither. We don't care about the roots. We don't care about the branches. We just care, where is the trunk of the tree growing? Where is the trunk of the tree growing? If it's growing in my yard, Yeshua said two halachas. First of all, we don't care if the roots are getting nourishment from next door. I own the fruits of the tree. And the second thing Yeshua said, we don't care that the fruits are hanging over the next door. The fact that the trunk is in my yard the tree's planted in my yard, that makes the tree belong to me. Now he goes further to explain how does it work. He says it must be that that's the halacha of Mikra Adin. I mean, the halacha that arises because, you know, what's halacha? Before Yeshua came, what was the halacha? So he says it must be that Alpi Din, this is what the halacha is. Alpi Din, whoever has a tree trunk in his yard owns all the fruits no matter what. The only thing is, you might say, maybe the neighbor has a right to say, look, your tree's taking nourishment from my yard, I want you to get it out of here, I don't want your tree, those branches are disturbing me, I don't want them in my yard. So Amenaskein Hincha Yeshua Saris, you're not allowed to, the neighbor can't say that. And you're allowed to keep your rights that were given to you in HaTorah, to keep your tree in your yard. And we don't care that either the roots or the branches are hanging over the next door neighbor. So that's what Ramosha understands the Gemara and Bava Basra. So based on that, he says clearly that in our case, where you have a tree planted in your backyard, it doesn't make a difference that the roots are getting nourishment from next door. It doesn't matter that the branches are hanging over the next door's property. In either case, you're allowed, and in both cases, they could both be true. They're getting nourishment from next door and their branches are hanging over next door. It doesn't make a difference. You keep all the fruits because the tree is emerging, the trunk is in your yard, it's your tree, and you own all the fruits on that tree. Pitzkei Choshen paskens that way, the Mishkan and Shlomo that we've been using paskens that way as well. And that's Halacha Lamaisa. Chalkas Yaakov brought the Raya from the Ramah, the Tosas. We weren't sure if that's such a good Raya, but the Nesivas does say it, the Mugi Yosef does say that, and Ramosha has a compelling Raya from this Takana of Yehoshua. So that's the Halacha. Now, this all applies, in the first case we said, this all applies where nothing bad's happening, where I have the right to keep my tree because nothing's disturbing you. The branches aren't disturbing you, the roots aren't disturbing you, and it's all, the only problem is my tree has fruits hanging over your yard, and who owns them? So we see halacha, the clear halacha is no one will argue that I could keep the fruits. But how about if we're talking about a case where really my tree is causing damage to you, my tree is hurting you, where let's say the branches are going over a place where it's stopping you from plowing, and halacha is you're allowed to cut down those lower branches. So do we say in that case also I could keep the fruits because it's my tree? Or maybe over there, since you have a right to cut down the branches, maybe over there you also have a right to keep the fruits. And in fact, that seems to be what the Tiferes Yisrael holds on the Mishnah in Bava Basra that we learned 2 weeks ago. Right? The Mishnah said, an ilan shehu notel asada chaveiro, if the tree's hanging over the neighbor's yard, kotzes melo amardei, he's allowed to cut off the branches to let his plow get through. And on that, the Tiferes Yisrael says, v'nirali, shekdekeshe hisratze stam la'aniachon, suppose he was a good guy, and he decided not to cut down the branch. I'll leave the branch there. Afilohi cholkin bepeiris, keshili b'vimetziah. The halacha is, he's able to divide the fruits, like this gemara b'vimetziah that we just learned, that we learned that the tree's on a border, two people have rights to the tree, they share the fruits. So same thing over here. If I decided to leave the tree there, I didn't cut it down, I was a good person, at least I get a share of the fruits. That's what Tiferes Yisrael says. Tiferes Yaakov, when the Mishnah disagrees with him, because the Rishonim said that only applies where the tree is on the border, where it's on equally owned property. But over here, where the tree is completely in Reuven's property, just because Shimon has a right to cut off the branches, who says he should own the fruits? Although you could hear the Svar that maybe he does. If I have a right to cut off the branch, so I should have a right to have the fruits also. But Chalkas Yaakov brings a raya from the Rambam that even when you have a right to cut off the branch, you still don't have a right to the fruits. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim says halacha like this. This is what he says halacha. If your tree was close to the border of your friend, it's quoting the Takon of Yeshua. The tree is close to the border where the roots are stretching out into the next door yard. Or the tree is bent over, the branches are bent over the neighbor's field. Even if it's in a case where you're chayiv to distance the tree away because it's causing problems next door, hareza maybe v'kare, you still are allowed to keep the fruits, and you bring a bikurim and you read the parasha shamanatzkein hinchil Yeshua es haoretz. That's the takana that Yeshua made. So the Chalkas Yaakov says, if these fruits are called yours for Bikurim, that you could take them to the Beis HaMikdash and say that these are my fruits and they're not stolen from my neighbor, it must be that even though I have a chiyuv, or I don't know the chiyuv, even though my neighbor has the right to cut down the branches, that doesn't mean that he owns the fruits. I can still keep the fruits. So he paskins, no matter what, even in a case where he could cut down the tree and he chose not to, I own the fruits. However, he concludes, maybe Mishum Vasisa Yashva Tov, it's always good to make compromises, and over here you are disturbing him and he's doing you a favor, not cutting down the tree, and maybe it'd be nice to make some pshara with him. Now what happens if you cut down, if you actually do cut down the, if you, what happens if you do cut down the tree, you cut down the branch? He doesn't talk about that, but I don't see why it should make a difference. If he holds that when it's hanging over my yard in my way and I have a right to cut it down and I choose not to, he still owns the fruits. So what happens when I cut it down? So when I cut it down, I'm cutting down the branch, which I'm allowed to, with his fruits on it. So it would seem like I have to give him the fruits. I don't know. No one says it clearly, but that's the way it seems to me. And you could disagree. You would disagree?
No, it's only the branch that's causing him the problem.
Right, but he owns the fruits. Right? He's the owner of the tree owns the fruits.
He only gives you the right to cut the branches.
That's what's bothering you, and you can even keep that branch, but the fruits on it belong to me, and you have a din of Hashavas Aveda, L'chara, that would make you have to give back the fruits. So I don't know, right? I mean, maybe the fruits are also what's bothering you. I wanted to maybe suggest that there might be an inyan in a reason why you shouldn't own the fruits from us other Gemara. So another Gemara at the Mamash, the last sugya in Bava Metzia, the last Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Mishnah says like this: Shtei ginos zu agav zu. There are two yards that were on uneven property. One garden was above the other garden. It was like a step. And there was a vegetable growing out in the middle. Right, there is a vegetable growing out of the top person's dirt, right, what, the dirt that he owns, but it was growing into the other person's airspace. Right, like a step. And it's growing horizontally. The roots are embedded in the higher garden's property. The vegetable is hanging over the airspace of the lower garden's property. So who owns those vegetables? Remeir Omer Shel Elyon. Remeir said it belongs to the upper garden because if he would take away his dirt, there'd be no vegetables. So he owns it, obviously. Rav Yehuda Omer Shel Tachton. Rav Yehuda says it belongs to the bottom garden because if he decided to fill in his garden with dirt, which he has the right to, that would be the end of the vegetable also. So that's the machlokas. Rav Shimon says a third opinion. He says, Kol Sheha Elyon Yochel Lishon Es Yod Ovelitol. If the vegetable is high enough up that the person in the upper garden can reach over and pick it, so then Harei Yushal, he's allowed to keep it. V'ashar Shal Tachton, but the other vegetables that are growing further down that he can't reach from the top by hanging over, by leaning over and getting it, they're all the way down closer to the bottom, so they belong to the lower person on the lower garden. Now what's the reason for that? Rashi says that Rav Shimon really holds like Rav Meir that the vegetables belong to the person on top. However, if you're on the top garden and there's some vegetables down growing on the bottom that you seem to own but you can't get to, so Rashi says Avkure Elyon Hu Gufei Avkure Makrilu, the top person gives up his rights to those vegetables. Why? Legabe, to the person downstairs. Why? Sheganai Hulo Lito Rishus Likonis Lisoshaveluka, because it's embarrassing for him to go say, you knock on his door, you know, I need to get these vegetables, I can't reach them, can I please go trample in your backyard and get your vegetables? It's a good night to ask him for that, so rather than embarrass himself and go trample in his yard and ask permission for that, he just gives it to the person that lives on the bottom. That's what Rashi understands with Shimon Shita. Now that's important because mamish the last words of the Gemara, you read it, the last words of the Gemara in Bamatia, Kuf Yotes, say like this: Omer Ephraim Safra, Tamida of Reish Lakish, Meshum Reish Lakish. Ephraim Safra, who was the Talmud of Reish Lakish, sent in the name of Reish Lakish, his Rebbe, Halacha Kershim, we pass in like Rosh Shimon. Amruah Kameda Shvar Malka, they told Shvar Malka, the Persian king Shavur, they told him Rosh Shimon's Halacha. And I guess to show how we have tree law and they don't have tree law, Amalu, so he told them, Apirion Nimte Rav Shimon, let's extend our chain, we should give chain to Rav Shimon for having such a wonderful halacha. And Lamai says, we passing like Rav Shimon, that's in Shulchan Aruch Mishpat, Kuf Samach Zayin, the beginning of the Siman that we were quoting before. It says clearly, Shtegina Zu Ogav Zu, we have two gardens, one on top of the other, the Hayerek Bein Tayim, and there's a vegetable in between them, the Gova Ovi Ha'aret Shebeinayim, in that height of the land that's between them. Kol Shaha El Yun Yachalish of Yado, any time, any vegetable that the Tapon could reach down and pick, Filiton, take it. And pick it from the root, he can keep it. Anything that he can't reach belongs to the person on the bottom. And what's the reason? The Sma brings Rashi, the whatever he cannot reach, he gives up his right to the bottom person because it's an embarrassment to ask him permission to go into his yard to take it. Right? That's what the Sma says. So based on that, maybe we should say the same things over here. It could be it's true that I have a tree and the fruits are growing on it and they're hanging over your yard and I should by rights own them. It could be because it's my tree, it's my growing from my trunk, it's my tree, I own the fruits. But how am I going to get them? If the only way to get them is to knock on your door and say, could I have permission to take the fruits off the tree that you don't like over your backyard, but I like to take the fruits off of them because I own them. Maybe you're embarrassed, you want to leave well enough alone. You know that he doesn't like that the trees are getting close to the electric wires over there. He's not so happy about that, and he's going to have to cut it down at his own expense to stop any problems. And maybe you're embarrassed to ask for those fruits, and maybe those fruits you give up to the person next door. I didn't see anyone say this, which leads me to believe they don't agree with it, but I'm not sure why. Like it's to me it sounds like a good svara. If someone wouldn't be embarrassed without apply, I don't know, the post can talk about spoilers, suppose you're rich and you just say, look, I hereby say I'm not giving up my right to them. I want them.
He could easily reach from his own, he could like sort of pull the branches from his...
Well, I'm talking about in this case. He's just saying in the case of the vegetable. So I'm not sure if that works. It seems like that's the way the Chacham Rav Shimon just said, this is the way it is. We assume that's the way it is and you can't say, well, I'm different than everyone else or my situation is different. It seems like that doesn't work. But so I was thinking, like Binyamin was saying, it could be they don't say it in our case over here, because a tree, you can really climb up your tree, and if you're light enough, you can reach over there and take the apples. So it's not so muchuch. It's not like the case where the vegetable, there's no way to get it, except if you use your neighbor's yard. I mean, there also you can get these tweezers as long. But assuming that you can't do that, it could be that's why they assume that since there's always some way that you could reach over the apples using climbing up the tree in your yard and reaching out over, it could be that's why they don't say this svara that the trees that the fruits will belong to the place where they're overhanging because you'll be embarrassed to get them. Furthermore, not everyone agrees with this pshat in the Gemara. The Sna himself says a different pshat in the Drisha. The Ramban says a different pshat that Rav Shimon isn't passing your mayor and just saying, well, you're embarrassed and that's why you give them away. He's saying the halacha is not like a mayor, it's not like a Yehuda, it's a compromise halacha. If it's you could reach it, that belongs to you. If you can't reach it, it belongs to him. You can reach it, not because you're embarrassed. So it could be that not everyone agrees that, even though there is a lot of lumdus involved in this case, there's a lot of, they all talk, there's a Yaris Devash, Tumimin, and the Sivas talk about this halacha. We know there's a rule that Avir Shein Sofer Lenuach, if something flies over your airspace and it's not going to land in your yard, does your chatzar kona, does your chatzar acquire it? So we hold that it doesn't acquire it. So they ask over here, how does the bottom person ever acquire it? It's just hanging there, it's never going to land. So why should he acquire it? They all talk about that, and they say, well, because he's machrid, he gives it up. So anyway, those are two svaras that go against what I wanted to say. I thought that it should be that the fruits hanging over should belong to the person, to the yard where they're hanging, because I'm embarrassed to ask permission to get them. So number one, it could be, since it's very possible to climb up the tree and hang over that way and get them, so it's not as muchruch that I have to use your yard as the case of the vegetable. And also, not everyone learns that pshat in the Gemara. It could be that there is no such law that if something really belongs to me, the Chacham never made a takana. Well, I probably am makbir because I'm embarrassed. Right? That's the Svar that Rashi says, the Sma says it, but it's not so muchruch. So it could be that's why the poskim don't say such a svara. So this all applies to a tree that's hanging over my neighbor's yard. It seems clear that if there's no reason why I have to remove the branches, I certainly can own the fruits. The shaila we had was, suppose I have to remove them, can I keep the fruits? So they're also the chalkas yachas, and even if he has the right to remove the branches, I still own the fruits. And this svara, I'm embarrassed to get them, I'm not sure how far we can use that. So let's assume that Rav Moshe and Chavos Yaakov mean what they say, that I own all the fruits, either because you can get the fruits from climbing your tree, or because they don't hold of this head, this svara, that when I'm embarrassed to get it, I'm after it. So that's a simple halacha. My tree is going over the yard, so in that case, I still own the fruits. Half of it is going over the street, over the Rishus HaRabim. So we have a halacha, a Gemara in Bava Metzia, in Eila Metzius. We spoke about a couple years ago. She'ina hanota l'aderech. The Gemara, the Braisa, Chafal from the days, Bava Metzia, a fig tree was hanging over the road. Te'inim tachteha, if there's figs underneath it, mutaris mishum gezel, you're allowed to take them. There's no problem of theft. They're hefker, they're a tourist and a meiser, and you don't have to take meiser off it, because like any other ownerless property, you don't have to take meiser and truma off ownerless property. But if there were olives and caribs sitting on the ground in public property, there it's also you're not allowed to keep them, they still belong to the owner. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between figs and olives? So the Gemara says, it depends how you hold, like a bayi or a rova. But the Gemara says, concludes that figs get messed up when they fall. So since the owner knows that he has some figs that are going to fall into the Rishus HaRabim and they're going to get ruined, they're soft, he doesn't want to keep them anymore. He's mafkir them. But olives and caribs, they're hard, and he doesn't abandon right to them if they fall, because he knows he'll still be able to use them. This is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Samach, Teina Shinota Lederach, a fig tree that was reaching over the yard, over the road, v'nimtzu teinim tachtehel, and you find figs underneath, mutar, you're allowed to keep them. Shabbalim is yashi meyem, because the owners give up hope of keeping them. Mimnei shateinu kiyotzeba, even if we lost in the masses, figs and soft fruits like that, when they fall, they get ruined. Avozeisim charuv nekiyotzeba, but hard fruits like olives and carrots, certainly nuts, things like that, assume they are also to take, because there the assumption is the owner does not give up his rights to them. And the Gemara says, even in the first case, if he put some nets to show that he hadn't given up the rights to the figs, you're not allowed to take those figs either, because we assume that he has not given up hope on them. Now, this one of these svarim that we were using a couple years ago, Hashavas Aveda Kehalacha, quotes of Nissim Karolitz, Shlita, as saying that if the branches were hanging over the street in a way that they were disturbing the people going by, it was a hezek drama where we learned last week that passers-by are allowed to cut off those branches that are jutting out into the sidewalk or into the street. So he says, in such a case, the fruits are definitely hefker, because since they're allowed to take off those branches, they can keep the fruits also. But if the branches aren't disturbing, they're just hanging over high up and no one bumps into them, so in that case we say that the fruits are not hefker, like we said, and you can't take them. Now, I'm not sure if he's arguing with everything we said until now. He's saying a svara that when the branch is going to the Rosh Hashanah, so the fact that you're allowed to take that branch off allows you to take the fruits with it. It seems from what we learned from the Chalkas Yaakov and the Igros Moshe, well, the Chalkas Yaakov said it clearly, that even in a case where the branches were preventing the person from plowing, and he decides to keep the branches there because he wants the fruits, in that case he doesn't get the fruits. The fruits still belong to the owner. So why over here, as Rav Nissen Carl is saying, that you're allowed to keep the fruits? So it could be that he's arguing, or it could be that he holds there's a difference between a Rosh Hashanah and a Rosh Hashayachin. When you're dealing with a private person, so over there, that's the way Yeshua Menas came. There's a takana Yeshua made that I'm allowed to have my tree in my yard, and even though the branches are going to your side, and even though the roots are going on your side, the halacha is that I can keep those fruits and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, and they're considered mine, and I'm not considered a gazlan, and it's still my yodama. And we often pass, like Rabbi Yossi says, Alan Izaklar Chichetzatzmo, that even if without Bikurim, without the initial Bikurim, I'm allowed to keep it there because it's your job to move away. I can keep them there. So it could be in that case, you have this Takonas Yeshua, you have Alan Izaklar Chichetzatzmo. In that case, I can own the fruits, even in a case where you're allowed to cut off the branches. It could be if it's going into the Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure if the Takonas Yeshua applies to Rosh Hashanah. The reason that I can have my tree planted in my yard with the roots going into the street is because I own the street as much as you own the street. The street belongs to all of us. It could be that you don't need Takonas Yehoshua to allow you to keep a tree in your property that with the roots going to the street, because you're a shutzef in the street like everyone else. And it could be that maybe there's no svara of al nizik l'hachachatzasu, there's no nizik. You're in your yard, and people going by, there's no one living next door there's an issue if it ends up disturbing people. So that's a hezek d'rabim. So then it could be that it's even worse, you have to cut it down like we saw, or it could be they can cut it down. So it could be that he holds that in that case, in a case where the rabim are allowed to cut down the branches, so then they own them, because you don't have any intrinsic right to these fruits like you have when it's going just to a private neighbor. I don't think it's such a good svara, really. And it seems like he is arguing, but you know, you have Ramosha, you have the once again Ramosha didn't say clearly in a case where it's encroaching, but you have the Chalkas Yaakov who did say in a case where it's encroaching, it seems he had a good raya from the Rambam. The Rambam said that even in a case where you have to move it away, you still own the fruits. So I'm not sure why he would say it in this case. But anyway, we do have this halacha summing up. If the tree is going over the next door neighbor, there we saw clearly Ramosha said, you own the fruits. Even in the case where you have to cut it down, the Chalkas Yaakov said clearly, you still own the fruits. We toyed with a svara, maybe in a case where you're embarrassed, you give up right to them, but they don't say such a svara. If the tree is going to the Rosh Hashanah, or the tree is going to the street, so then, before we get to this Le'asvara, so the Pashtus is, I also still own the fruits of the tree. That we see from the Gemara. Right? Before we get to this Le'aschirish we saw, if the fruits are going over, and when they're on the tree, I still certainly own them. That's Pashtus, I own the fruits. Even though they're hanging over in the Rosh Hashanah, that's clear from this Gemara that I own them. The only reason we had to say that I don't own them is that if they fall down and they get ruined, so there I'm miyayish because I know they got ruined, the figs got ruined, and they hit the ground, then I give up my right to them. But certainly we see clearly from the Gemara that when the fruits are just hanging over the yard, over the street, I still retain full ownership over them, and no one could go pick them off the tree and take them. That will be gezel. That's pashit. The shaila we have, though, is in a case where the branch is hanging right into the street where it's disturbing people, and they have the right to cut it down. So if they cut down this branch with the apples on it, can they keep the apples? So Nissen Carlet said that they can. It seems like he would say even if they didn't actually cut it off, the fact that they can cut off gives them the right. we're not sure if he's arguing with the Chalkus Yaakov in that part, or he makes a chiluk between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYochid.